Yeah, I don't take much stock in the lightning protection, you know, what they call lightning arresters and this and that. They're more of just to get rid of some of the common mode current. But your antenna gets hit by lightning, it's coming right through. It's not going to stop at that little lightning arrester. But, yeah, I've got I got that shovel handle J-pole. Several months ago, I put it up 18-foot instead of being 6-foot on top of the shovel. And now I just boosted it another 6 feet. So it's up there around 24-foot or so to the feed point. And I did pick up a gable mount and anticipation of putting up a, I kind of settled on a Comet tri-bander, that CX333 tri-band. It doesn't have quite the gain of a tram, but it's tri-band, and it's really, and with the 220 band, rather than, a lot of the tri-bands are 6, 2, and 70 centimeters, but I want to try to utilize this Anytone radio that I have with the 1.25 meter band. So that's what I'm going to do, and I'll put that up and take down that shovel handle J-pole. And I think I'm going to rig something on my RV trailer, maybe tie it to the, you know, zip tie it to the top of the ladder on the outside of the camper, and utilize it that way to be able to bring in a coax, and so I can do a little talking out from the campsites and what have you. But, well, I'm going to have to say 73. I appreciate you answering back. I'll get you that photo, and I will upload the certificate for the ICS.